The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Now, we were talking about this morning. I don't know if everybody has heard it, but there was an episode. There was a little something that occurred on the set of Mission Impossible 7. Now, I didn't know until I saw the interview this morning. Mission Impossible 7 is like the linchpin on Hollywood getting back to normal.
Okay.
Because they want to see this succeed because you're learning how to shoot movies in COVID. You're learning how to have stunt and multi-crew people, like, separated to make sure they don't get shut down. They were shut down once already.
Yeah.
So now they're serious about it. And Tom Cruise, being the producer and the star, he's having to talk to insurance people every night, making sure that they're following the CDC guidelines, because there are a lot of people, not just in Hollywood, that are losing their jobs, but on the movie side, because nobody's going to see movies.
Yeah, yes. Where most of the big blockbuster, huge budget movies have canceled or they just suspended it, they're moving forward and all eyes are on them.
Right, because if they get this right, then all of these producers and CDC guideline folks will be like in demand now, because every movie's going to use them. This would be Tom Cruise creating the new norm.
I love it.
So, when Tom Cruise sees two people breaking the 6 feet thing,
the protocol,
the distance, they being too social, he lost his mind.
Yeah, he did.
Tom Cruise ain't supposed to cuss like this. I think there's the Pope, there's Jesus, then there's the Pope, then there's Tom Cruise right behind him. Right behind him. He's close. He's not supposed to. This was Tom Cruise recorded by some daring person who probably got fired.
Right.
But this is the audio of him going slap off on the staff because y'all messing with my money.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again. It's not going to put food on their table. That's what I sleep with every night.
You know what's hard is he's so mad, but that mask is like blocking his words. I know he's mad. He wants to take that mask off, and they'd be like, you too.
Yeah.
You too.
Yes.
Imagine being one of the guys where he was you, and you.
Right. He was just pointing people out.
Damn it.
You, and you, and your little dog too. Yes, all right.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.